You heard how it went down. Now, time to sum it all up. This is Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
He's going to drive inside, just bounces right off his man, and drives in and throws it down with a one-hand slam, and the foul. Welcome to the NBA, Freddie Gillespie.
Recap everything you need to know about this game right now.
So the Bucks will take a 127-110 win here in game one of two over the next 3 days over the Orlando Magic.
Now here's your host, your analyst, and your MC for the evening.
Make some noise!
Justin Garcia.
Yeah!
All right, that game was fun for a majority of the time. Bucks raced out to that 27-point halftime lead. They led by as many as 29. Little bit of playing with your food once again in the second half of this game, but you were able to withstand a career night from Franz Wagner, scoring 38 points. But the Bucks hang on to beat the Magic tonight in Orlando. 127-110, the final score. I'm Justin Garcia. This is Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices. 855-616-1620 is the Acunet Mortgage talk and text line to get in touch with us on the show tonight. A lot of fun planned for the night. But before we get to any of that, Greg, I suppose we need to start with the elephant in the room. Did you see?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So this started to break during the game, and what are we doing here? Magic guard Hassani Gravit started the game against the Bucks tonight. He played 19 minutes, and you probably remember hearing his name called quite a bit in that first half. You didn't see him in the second half, and you're thinking, okay, where is this guy? He played pretty well in the first half. Placed in the league's health and safety protocols during the game. So now, look, I've started to peruse through the entire booklet of procedures in the CBA for the health and safety protocols. It is it's a daunting process that you can only take so much, and you got to do it in spurts. I don't know where we're at in terms of testing. I know that the league is upping to daily testing through, I believe, January 6th, I want to say. They did a similar thing around Thanksgiving where they knew, okay, look, we're going to have more gatherings. Let's try to nip this in the bud and increase the testing. They felt that that helped in the early portion of December to kind of slow down the amount of positive tests we were seeing. Giannis, Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, Dante DiVincenzo, Wesley Matthews. I mean, these are all guys who have, in the somewhat distant, I almost said distant future, but these are all guys that have recently been in the protocols. So I don't know what the process is for testing. We know in the NFL you have those windows that Aaron Rodgers continues to go out of his way to point out, yeah, I mean, I don't have to get tested again until whatever that is in January. I don't know what it is for Giannis and for everybody else, but when you see that, you're like, great. The team that had one player on the injury report, it felt like, okay, we're starting to get out of the woods. And then you see, oh, yeah, this guy was removed from the game and during the game placed in the league's health and safety protocols. We've seen recent games against opponents where a day or two later you see, wait a minute, Bucks just played that team. And oh, they had three guys placed in there. Okay, great. We have yet to see a same day, like same game player from the opposing team moved into the health and safety protocol. So I talked about this on the pregame show. Who was that? I believe it may have even been Jamal Mosley the last time the Magic were here, but we've heard more and more of this. Actually, it was J.B. Bickerstaff who had kind of said, you know, the point we're at now, you just kind of check your phone at like 2 o'clock. You wait. If there's nothing there by 3, you figure, okay, I think we're good for the day. And then in the morning, you go through the same thing where there's kind of two batches of time dumps that you're waiting for something to go off. And if you avoid those hours, you feel like, okay, we're good for the day. So I think tomorrow, everybody in the morning and everybody in the early afternoon is going to be waiting for a Woj bomb or a Shams report to see, all right, is there any more Magic players? And most importantly, are there any more Bucks players that are entering the protocols now that this team had seemingly turned the corner and gotten healthy? So not the way you want to start the show with the, oh yeah, by the way, here's the wet blanket. Team is healthy, and now there's a player that they played against within the game removed to be placed in health and safety protocols. 855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line to get in touch with us on tonight's program. And we have a question that is basically here for the duration of the show. So this is Bucks Talk, and this is a basketball show, but we live in the sports universe. And it was shortly after tip time that the news broke that the legendary coach, announcer, video game figure, pioneer of the video game world, that we learned of the passing of John Madden. And I am a child of the 90s, so I grew up with Madden football. I grew up with Madden as the primary announcer on Fox, and then ultimately the Madden and Al Michaels team. That was the guy in terms of voice of football for me. And with the passing of John Madden, I think it's very clear. John Madden was a steward for the game of football and an ambassador unlike any we've seen. His personality and how he was able to break down the game and put it in your living room and teach you what some of these things were and do it with a sense of humor and a way that was very approachable. I don't know that we have one of those voices in the NBA. I asked it on Twitter, but the question we have on the show tonight, who is the John Madden of the NBA? 855-616-1620 is the number if you want to weigh in on the text line or call in to share your thoughts. But who is the closest we have? Because there, I think it's clear there is no John Madden. Who is the closest we have in the NBA to John Madden in terms of the personality, the guy that's the ambassador for the game, the guy, whether it's NBA or basketball in general, I should say, the guy that can teach you about the game? Who is it? Because early on, I was drawing a blank when I was trying to think of who it is. We've come up with a few names. There's been a few that have popped up on Twitter as well that seem like they're as close a fit as we can get, but I don't know that there's a resounding answer here. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Who is basketball's John Madden? We'll take your thoughts throughout the show tonight. Also have to get to the stat of the game. We'll do that when we return. It is Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices.
Point guard duty, and that's one of the challenges of preparing against Giannis. He's going to drive inside, just bounces right off his man, and drives in and throws it down with a one-hand slam, and the foul. Welcome to the NBA, Freddie Gillespie. 24-year-old out of Baylor, 10-day contract, did not expect he would be seeing what he just did about a week ago.
First of all, Freddie Gillespie, what are you doing?
Poor kid.
Saluting.
Hey, you know, just pay respects to Freddie Gillespie, let's be honest.
Freddie Gillespie sounds like he would be a member of the Rat Pack or like a lounge singer, and now he's just getting dunked on in the NBA. What a transition to go from that and the frivolity to the sad passing of John Madden. But John Madden, just around the time that our game tipped off in Orlando, we learned of his passing earlier today. And you think about everything that John Madden did for the game of football. I mean, I talked about it at the start of the show that I grew up with John Madden football, with John Madden as the primary announcer, with John Madden teaching me the game of football. And you just reflect on how important he was for the game and for the sport itself, that Look, I'm not going to try to put it on otherwise here. I mean, basketball is my favorite sport, but the NFL is king. And football is the number one sport here in America. And John Madden had a lot to do with that because he had this approachability and this way to break it down and do it without making you feel like you were an outsider. He gave you all access. He made it very inclusive and did it in a lighthearted way. And I think it has been missed in the league. But what really stands out is, boy, how much the NBA and basketball in general needs that guy. When you look around and you think about the NBA, college basketball, trying to rack your brain and think, who's the closest, who's the equivalent of John Madden that we have for basketball? 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Let's head to Maquoneago and talk with Jim. You're up on Bucks Talk.
Hey, great show. There's only one guy, and that's Hubie Brown.
Interesting.
I could sit there and listen to Hubie Brown do any game. And that guy is so knowledgeable. I mean, he was coaching with Kareem back in the Bucks in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember a couple years ago when he took over Memphis a few years back?
Yeah.
He coached them for 2 years and turned that franchise around. That guy knows everything about defense, offense, team play, anything. I could listen to that guy anytime, anywhere.
He does the same thing, or he does the same thing now that you would get a lot from John Madden. Now, you didn't get quite the humor from Hubie Brown, but if you want to learn the game of basketball, watch the ESPN broadcast with Hubie Brown, because you will learn what happens when this team screens and what they're doing underneath the basket and how you play in game plan against that, that he's the guy that can teach you everything you need to know within the broadcast.
Oh, absolutely. And I like when he brings up examples from the past. He'll talk about Oscar and what he used to do, or he'll talk about Kareem, what he Yep. used to do back when he was a coach. I mean, who could do that? Not too many people can.
Not too many. No, Hubie Brown, a good suggestion. Thanks for the call, Jim. We have a text as well suggesting Hubie Brown. And did I tell you? I've met Hubie Brown.
Whoa!
I've talked about Hubie Brown with our guy, with our teammate, and loyal listener and supporter of the show, the host of WTMJ Nights with Pancake Hill, Scott Warris.
Shouts.
We both have this affinity for Hubie Brown, so we've talked about Hubie in the past. But I got a chance to meet Hubie the last year of the Bradley Center. It was during the Bucks-Celtics series in the first round of the playoffs, because Hubie Brown has a pretty good relationship with the original Buck, John McLaughlin. And it may have been game six, but it was one of the home games at the Bradley Center. And before the game, I was just kind of milling around the arena waiting for our pregame to start and all my duties. And I see Johnny Mack there and gotten to know Johnny Mack through the years. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go talk to John. I didn't even realize it was Hubie Brown with him until I started to get to the table they were sitting at. And then you see, uh-oh, that's Hubie Brown. And then you're close enough where you're like, this is awkward. He can probably see me. I could probably put my head down and just keep walking and pretend like, oh, I didn't even know you were there, and walk past him. Or I can just go up to the table and just like, okay, I guess I'm in on this conversation. I opted for the latter. And I mean, Hubie Brown, the nicest guy, just all of a sudden there's a third person in the conversation and he just gets back to what he was talking about. And a lot of what our caller just brought up of, hey, John, you know, those years that you played with Oscar and Kareem, and I was talking to him about this, where could not have been a more friendly and welcoming guy, and just sitting there and hearing Hubie Brown talk basketball and learning the game. So a text for Hubie Brown, a call for Hubie Brown. I believe there was a tweet for Hubie Brown as well. But the question we begin the show with, and we have this throughout the show, who's the basketball equivalent of John Madden? Who is the guy that can wear multiple hats? You think about John Madden, the entertainer. John Madden, the educator, and how he taught you the game and broke things down. John Madden, the pioneer. John Madden, the ambassador, and the guy that was a steward for the game. He did so many things for the sport of football. Who's the guy we look to in basketball and say, well, that's the closest we have to John Madden? 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Some Hubie Brown suggestions. I don't know if a John Madden equivalent in basketball. He was priceless, irreplaceable. It was wonderful to watch less than a week ago his reactions to players and fellow announcers and family who shared their memories of life with him as Fox. Well, Christmas Day, I think, that they ran that special on John Madden and his life. So kind of in the same boat that we're in there of, yeah, there's no direct comparison for what John Madden has done for the sport of football to anybody out there in basketball. Who's the first person that comes to mind for you? 30-plus years of basketball fandom and knowledge that you bring to the table?
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, like, there's so many that you can put with the analytical side that know the X's and O's that have been there. Maybe they're a former coach, maybe they're a former player, but few come with the perfect package that is the entertainment value. And also, like, be able to put it, to pull it off. Like, to talk about the Gatorade bins on the sidelines of the, like, that's nothing to do with the game, but well, everyone watching is like, I am hanging on this man's every word.
I understand. We're in Bob Uecker country, and we praise Bob Uecker for that, but, like, John Madden was doing it as well on TV year after, like, think back to the Thanksgiving Day games where John Madden circling the sweat on offensive linemen and just finding these little random things in a blowout and whatever else, and find a way to relate it to football, but also hold your entertainment and teach you something along the way. That John Madden just had a knack for doing that. Another text saying, or tweet saying, my first thought would be Craig Sager did his thing in a totally different way than Madden did. In terms of impact, I think he's as close as it gets. And remember the outpouring of support we saw for Craig Sager after his untimely passing a couple of years ago. But Craig Sager, another guy that you think back to. I didn't really learn anything about basketball from Craig Sager. He was the sideline guy, but you think back to the entertainment he provided you with those interviews and with Kevin Garnett chiding him and criticizing him over his jackets. You think about the jacket and everything else with Craig Sager. So a couple of suggestions for him, but there's two more names. Hubie Brown's been brought up quite a bit. Two more names that get quite a bit of attention. Let's head back to the phone lines and talk with Dick, who I think is going to mention one of those names. Dick, you're on Bucks Talk.
Hi, how are you doing tonight? Yeah, so I just brought up Bill Walton.
Yeah.
And he was pretty entertaining, and he had a good knowledge of what was going on, too, being a former player.
Still does. I mean, I don't. Do you still watch Bill Walton on the college broadcasts?
At times. I mean, I'm working all the Bucks games and everything, and the Marquette games down there. So I'm not sure. I'm not really paying attention to many other teams. And when he's on, when I hear him, yeah, he used to do pro games too, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, he was on the NBC crew. Yeah.
He's done baseball games before.
He's done everything.
Really,
Dick. We might need you to help us out for something we're working on for the next game. Have you been at every Bucks game this season?
I did miss a couple when I was out of town.
Okay.
But otherwise, I have been there pretty much everything.
But a majority of them. What's the loudest you've heard that building this year?
Well, I got to go back to his last end of last season count.
Sure, yeah. So
otherwise,
the playoffs.
Okay, yeah. I was in there when they won it against Phoenix. Okay. And that was just deafening.
Yeah, that one's going to be tough to top.
And then I'd have to also say probably the first game against Brooklyn.
Yeah.
When they got their rings and just the way they played that whole game.
Dick, thanks for the call. Bill Walton, another popular choice that Dick is giving us. We've seen quite a bit on Twitter as well. Bill Walton, one of those popular names. Bill Walton, there's so many guys that do some of what John Madden did for football, but you can't find one guy that really does it all. Hubie Brown taught you the game. Bill Walton can teach you some of the game, but Bill Walton was the entertaining guy and the lighthearted guy. Another name that is yet to come up through texts or phone calls, but it's out there quite a bit on the question we put out there on Twitter. We'll get to that momentarily, but our question throughout the show: who is the basketball, it doesn't have to be NBA, who's the basketball equivalent to John Madden? Who is the guy that has done or is doing for the sport of basketball, what John Madden did for football. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We got a stat of the day to get to, and also we mentioned some tweets. We're going to have to dig through some other tweets as well, some good ones and some bad ones. Still a lot to get to on tonight's show. It's Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices.
Hill gives back to Portis, a contested three. It doesn't matter who's on him. He just knocks everything. He fires up down. Portis with Robin Lopez right in his grill, sticks his fifth three-pointer. He's one away from his career high.
All right, Bucks outlast the Magic in Orlando, 127-110. Same two teams on Thursday night, and now it's a wait and see. Like, what else is going to happen with that game? Because as we said at the top of the show, Hassani Gravit started this game for the Magic, played 19 minutes, and, oh, by the way, during the game, entered the league's health and safety protocols. Yes, during the game. He was placed in the league's health and safety protocol. So now it's a wait and see to what that means. Look, the Magic can't possibly deal with any more. They had 10 players on the injury report in advance of tonight's game. Four of those were due to COVID protocols. The Atlanta Hawks are the team hit hardest right now. They have 13 players in health and safety protocols. So I guess we wait to see what Thursday is going to look like. But now, time to get to the most important numbers from tonight's game. It is our stat of the day.
Everybody in here, stat.
I know you all like stats, so let me give you some.
Boss, here's our stat for the day.
I've made a history out of saying, well, you know, Greg, it could be this, it could be this, it could be this. And we end up listing 17 stats.
It's your best bet.
But ultimately, we're going to go with this. And I'm going to do it again. I mean, it could be Bobby Portis going 5 for 5. On his three-point attempts. It could be 38 points from the bench, which is starting to become the norm now that they're healthy. And all of a sudden, guys like Pat Connaughton and Boogie Cousins and George Hill, they're not starting. They're giving you the bench production. It could be another double-double for Drew Holiday. 18 points and 10 assists. It could be almost, 70% assist rate. 47 field goals, 31 assists. Instead, I'm going to pick the low-hanging fruit off the tree. 15-2. I don't care who the opponents are. I don't care that, in one of those, one of the guys didn't start. None of that's important to me. The fact that when Giannis, Drew Holiday, and Chris Middleton play, the Bucks have had 17 games out of 36 played. Yikes. 17 games. And they've only lost twice. 15-2 is the stat of the day. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line to get in touch with us on the program tonight. In light of the passing of the legendary John Madden, we're wondering, who is the basketball equivalent to John Madden? And if there is not one, how do we submit an application, Greg? What do we got to do?
I think we need to build aspects of different analysts.
You got to say boom a lot.
Boom a lot. Who brings the entertainment versus who brings the analytics?
Got to figure out
the experience.
Got to figure out what the radio equivalent to the Telestrator is. Get that
yeah,
going.
Yeah, exactly. The radio is the Telestrator. It's the theater of the mind.
Theater
you got to paint
mind.
The picture.
We got to get something going on Christmas Day. I mean, John Madden, think about the Madden Bowl, everything he did with the turkey leg on Thanksgiving Day. All right, we got to think of our own Christmas Day equivalent. But who's the basketball equivalent or closest, we should say, to John Madden? We've heard Hubie Brown brought up a couple of times. We heard Bill Walton mentioned. We've heard some former voices of the Bucks.
Can I nominate one Ernie Johnson?
EJ?
Okay. Yeah, Elevator.
That's not a bad one. That's
yeah,
not bad.
I think so. That just came to mind.
That's not bad. When you think about Ernie Johnson's impact on the TV broadcast, and he's been the guy that's been there the whole time. I mean, universally beloved.
Right. And even going back before NBA on TNT, inside the NBA. You know, like go back when he did play-by-play. And
play-by-play all this way stuff. Back on the TNT days.
Right.
It was like Ernie Johnson and Reggie Theus and, yeah. Plus, the Inside the NBA crew just had that four-part documentary.
Great,
too.
Great
Fantastic.
Watch.
But that brings up another name that gets a lot of mention, and this is where I'm at. This is where I'm at with the name that's getting mentioned quite a bit. Now, I am obviously biased here, as he is my all-time favorite athlete, not just basketball player. But to me, he's as close as it gets to checking off the boxes. Charles Barkley. He brings the entertainment component there. But that's about it. I mean, it's kind of the same as Bill Walton. Look, especially at this point, I think it's clear. You're not really learning much from Charles Barkley in terms of basketball knowledge and X's and O's. And it's pretty evident Charles Barkley and Shaq and Kenny Smith may not be watching every single game. Maybe it's mostly just the one, this year, Tuesday night game, one of those games every week that they're anchoring the desk at halftime for. But Charles Barkley's another voice that's synonymous with the NBA. He's probably just as well known as a broadcaster now as he was as a Hall of Fame basketball player. You think about that for especially the younger generation, John Madden. You knew John Madden as the video game guy. There's three different waves. You remember John Madden as the coach. You remember John Madden as the broadcaster. And then you know of John Madden as, oh, that's the guy that the video game series is named after? Charles Barkley getting quite a few mentions here. I think it's as close as it gets. But again, you don't get the – one, you don't really get – you don't learn – from watching as much. I thought he was pretty good during the playoffs last year, probably just because he kept reiterating the Bucks were going to win the world championship. But I thought overall he was pretty good during the playoffs. But also, is he a great steward for the game? Like, that's the problem I think the league has, is who are the ambassadors? Who is promoting the game of basketball outside of those players on the court? Like, who is the guy in media and broadcasting that's reminding you, hey, this is the greatest sport in the world, and we got these guys that are doing this, this, and this. We've turned it into this discourse about free agency, about who's going to be traded, about what players are not actually good and what analytics tell us, and I'm not an anti-analytics guy, so let's not go down that road.
We just did stat of the day.
Look, I don't want to come off like a quarterback that does a weekly hit also today, anti-other things. I'm not an anti-analytics guy. But it seems like the biggest problem and why we're struggling to come up with who's the closest we have to John Madden for basketball is because, frankly, I think basketball has not done a good job of promoting itself. You're using the stars to promote you, and that's fine. Because stars ultimately move things and they sell the tickets and you want to go see LeBron James. You want to see Kevin Durant do things that you only wished you could do. You want to see Giannis Euro glide from the three-point line into the basket. But there's nobody else in terms of the broadcast partners, any of it. Nobody is there propping up the league, telling you how great this is and promoting the sport of basketball. And that's what John Madden did every single week. You could tell John Madden loved football. The Madden Cruiser, where he would just drive coast to coast in his bus watching football, breaking down tape. John Madden loved football. That was clear. And I think that's what drew people to him, is you saw, man, this guy's really passionate about this. I'm interested. That's the biggest thing that's missing in basketball. Who do you point to in the broadcast booth and say, man, that guy loves basketball, outside of me and Ben Brust and Dave Kane? Who do you point to and say that guy really, and Lisa Byington and Marcus Johnson? Who do you point to and say that guy really loves basketball? This is great. You know what? I should be just as interested in basketball as he is. I should love something as much as he loves basketball, because that's the feeling you got with John Madden. I think it's sorely lacking right now, not just in the NBA, college as well. Dick Vitale is another name that's coming up. Dick Vitale's the closest to that. Because Dick Vitale, and Dick Vitale ultimately may be the answer. I don't know that he, again, you have all these guys that do some. If you could combine Hubie Brown, Charles Barkley, and Dick Vitale, that's what you got from John Madden. You have the entertainment value. You have the Hubie Brown teaching you something. You had the passion for that sport, and it came across how much they loved it that Dick Vitale gives you. But not one guy that carries all of those traits. And that's what's become really clear in the hours since John Madden has passed. A texter with Frank Gifford for me. He with Howard Cosell and Don Meredith were unique. Bill Bradley from the Knicks. Okay. Jeff Van Gundy with a couple of them. You know, the problem, I think, with Jeff Van Gundy, with Marcus, with Mark Jackson, sometimes it comes across like it's a chore watching it. It's just a constant, like, why are they doing this? Mike Breen's bang. Somebody pointed out, hey, John Madden had boom. Mike Breen has bang. Dick, I think, look, Dick Vitale, Hubie Brown, Charles Barkley, put them in a blender.
Right.
Not literally, because that would kill them. Put them in a blender.
No.
What comes out, one person, that's what John Madden gave to football. And that's what basketball needs. When you see this, that's what stands out is, man, what's wrong with, why aren't people watching basketball? Look, this isn't the, why are the ratings down? It's because the NBA is too political. See what happens?
Oh, boy.
There's not anyone that's really selling the game and that really loves the game and is pushing that across. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We've heard Dick Vitale. We have heard Hubie Brown. We've heard Charles Barkley. We've heard Craig Sager. Who's the closest basketball has to John Madden? 855-616-1620 is the number to get in touch with us, whether you want to text in your suggestion or give us a call on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We got to the stat of the day, and we mentioned some of the tweets coming in with suggestions. Well, we have some more tweets to dig through, but still more time all throughout the show. Your thoughts on who the closest is to John Madden for basketball. More after this. It is Bucks Talk presented by Gruber Law Offices. Ain't no way they can stop me now.
Middleton backing in on Hampton. Hampton plays him nicely, so he'll have to pass it back out to Holiday. Holiday fires up a three and drains it from the left wing. Big bucket for the Bucks there as Drew Holiday makes it a 13-point game with 2:15 to go.
Bucks hang on to beat the Magic. So what you need to know from this game, Bobby Portis started red hot. He went 5 of 5, scored 19. An Arby's night for Bobby Portis, 5 for 5 from three, scored 19 points. Another double from Drew Holiday, and the Bucks are 15-2 when Holiday, Giannis, and Chris Middleton all play. That's your takeaway. That and yikes. Magic reveal one of their players enter health and safety protocols during the game. Those are the items of note from tonight's victory over the Magic. 855-616-1620. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line to get in touch with us and weigh in on the question of the day. Who is basketball's closest equivalent to John Madden and everything that John Madden did for football? 855-616-1620. Let us head back to the phone lines and talk with Larry. You're up on Bucks Talk.
I would say Bill Russell.
Bill Russell, okay.
Long-time Celtic, yeah. He was a long-time Celtics player and player coach. They won 10 championships in a row as a player and one as a coach. And he coached the Seattle Supersonics when Freddie Brown, Milwaukee native, was on the Seattle Supersonics before the three-point line. but he was shooting threes.
All right, Larry, thanks for the call. Larry, legend on the north side, Bill Russell.
That's good. That brings the success pedigree part of John Madden's resume.
That does. Another. This is a good one. I don't know if we're doing good, bad yet, but this is a good one.
Almost there.
Unfortunately, not alive anymore, but my choice would have been Al McGuire. As the texter from the 414 says, pretty good.
Sure, good answer. Yeah.
Think about Al McGuire. I mean, do you know who Al McGuire is? You, personally.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Ring out Ahoya.
Yes. Now, you think about Al McGuire as the broadcaster. I think a lot of us now, us in the area, know about everything he did at Marquette, but to the texter's point, you think of Al McGuire as the broadcaster for CBS all those years. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Still time to weigh in. Who's the basketball equivalent of John Madden and what John Madden did for football? Who's the closest that we have in the sport of basketball? We mentioned there's a couple of tough things that happened today. Now, I don't know if I would classify it as ultimate tough scene, but it's ultimate yikes that you have to worry about a player on the opponent leaving during the game to enter health and safety protocols. Hassani Gravitt. I mean, that's a big-time yikes. But in terms of the ultimate tough scene, well, there's something else to point out there.
Crime scene, LOL.
Good tweet, yeah. Good tweet.
Ultimate tough scene from tonight's game in Orlando. The Orlando Magic, Greg, in the third quarter, went on a 19-0 run and still trailed the game by double figures. That, my friends, is the ultimate tough scene. Yikes. Here's another response, Bill Walton. Got that a couple of times.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's a good answer.
All right, well, we've gotten some good responses. We've gotten some bad responses. No better time than the present to break out the Bucks Talk debut of our new game.
Guys, it is game time. The game is...
Good tweet, bad tweet! Oh!
Yes! Wow, I was going to pawn this off as if it's a segment we've done before, but I suppose we can lean into the debut of Good Tweet, Bad Tweet. Right. The best part about this segment, by the way, is someone that we can all play along. Everyone can play along
at
home.
We can. What are you going to start with? You going to start with a good?
Well, that's up to you. You're the one that's deciding. Huh. I'm going to read the tweets that have come across the Twitter feed, and it's up to you to determine them. We'll talk about them, all right?
Okay, all right. Let's do it.
I'm going to, you know what? At Angela Jim tweeted out, the Bucks really be getting on my nerves in the third quarter. Good tweet or bad tweet?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Good tweet. Why?
No, that's...
Bad tweet.
Oh, my fault.
Bad tweet.
My fault, my fault.
All right,
all right. Well, the tweet is true, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, come on. Let's not focus on the negatives.
Well, okay, sure. All right, so moving on. Here we go. At Chris_Bucks34, wonder who his favorite player is. The 7-27 Magic have shot like 10 free throws in this quarter. I believe that's the third quarter he's referring to. Truly awful officiating. #Bucks.
Good tweet.
Yeah, absolutely.
So was it an opportunity thing, or was it really the way the refs were calling this third quarter?
Yeah. Good tweet.
Yeah. All of the above.
You don't care to elaborate?
Good tweet. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'm just trying not to get fined.
I suppose that sums it up. Here's one to ponder. At Ashante_Jane_I_am. Who's a better pickup in terms of giving their team a better chance to win in the playoffs? Drummond on Philly or Cousins on the Bucks?
Ooh.
Uh-huh. I think that's
good tweet.
Definitely.
Okay, yeah.
Care to give your thoughts?
I mean, I'm not an Andre Drummond guy, but he seems to have been helpful for the 76ers. So far. He's not blasting players. He's saying, hey, who's doing a better job?
Of course, yeah. This is not, oh, no. We are not disparaging around here. No disparagement allowed.
Well, I thought when you said no, I thought you were perusing through the timeline of said tweeter and stumbled upon some other things to think, oh, maybe we shouldn't have read said tweets.
No, not at all. As I scroll here, I find another one. This one was, I think, sent before the game and fit pretty well. Bucks Twitter.
Love it.
Bucks Twitter proponent character, prominent character, I should say, Nathan Marzian, tweeted out, everyone forgets that the healthy Milwaukee Bucks are the best team in the NBA.
Love it.
I mean, 15-2. We said it already.
It's true. And today was very indicative of that, as they were only one person on the injury report today. Who was that?
Brolo.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're finally back, and of course, on the heels of that, you learn that a Magic player tested positive.
By the way, I saw that on Twitter.
All right. Bad tweet.
Yeah. Care to give your thoughts on that?
I just did.
Okay. See? I'm just making sure. I am just making sure that we are covering all of the bases.
Is that good tweet, bad tweet? Are we in the books?
I think we're in the books for the first one.
Overall, I felt like there were some more good tweets.
Yes, there was today.
I mean, you know why that is.
This team is filled with dogs. I mean, I know that was the theme last year. I mean, it was the theme before that.
The hashtag Bucks win 23-13 and all caps hungry. At the other Adams 14.
Oh, we got more.
Good tweet. Yeah. Good tweet. Yeah.
More positive than negative. Good job, Greg.
Which, hey.
We started the show saying, how do we put in the application to be basketball's John Madden? That's what you got to do. You promoted the game of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You were very positive about it. You told us the Bucks are the best team in the league when they're healthy.
I think
we didn't go through a whole lot of negativity here.
How come no one nominated us?
Heard a lot of good tweets, but yeah. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line to get in touch with us. A couple of minutes left on the program. Who's the basketball equivalent to John Madden? So it seems like the overwhelming response here has been Bill Walton, it almost feels like. I mean, we started the show getting a lot of Hubie Brown. We've gotten some Bill Walton. We've gotten Charles Barkley. And we said Hubie Brown, Charles Barkley, Dick Vitale. You find a way to kind of merge the three into one super talking head, and that's John Madden. Would Bill Walton actually seem more apropos than Charles Barkley for that group?
In terms of...
Bill Walton's an overly positive guy. The only thing that he would ever criticize is when big men didn't throw down.
I don't think Madden... I mean, John Madden, he was not super critical, but he would point out when people did things wrong.
I guess the easiest way to solve this is...
More than just linemen.
If NBA 2K said we're changing the name of our wildly popular, one-time popular video game.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I mean, you go on, I know you're big on the Reddit. You go out there on the Reddit, you go
all
on the subs, and you see what people are saying there and on Twitter of, oh, why isn't NBA 2K fun anymore? I don't think it's lost some of the luster. But if they renamed NBA 2K after one of these personalities, wouldn't it likely be Barkley Basketball 22? Barkley Basketball 23?
Barkley Walton.
Hey, you got that new Barkley Basketball? Got a pre-order.
Hopefully the gameplay doesn't stay.
What do you get for DLC if you pre-order Barkley Basketball?
You get a Rockets pinstripe jersey.
You get a what?
A Rockets pinstripe jersey.
There is no John Madden. I mean, that's what we close the show with. There is no John Madden for basketball. There's only one John Madden, obviously. But, yeah, very sad news on the passing of John Madden, somebody very important for the sport of football. And it just shines a light on, wow, that's a pretty big void, I think, for basketball, not just the NBA, for college basketball. Dick Vitale is probably the closest you have to college hoops. Bill Walton is most well-known for college hoops now, but there is no guy like that. Not just basketball, baseball, any other sport. There is no John Madden for their prospective sport that is promoting the game. My thanks to Greg Hill, to Chris Larson for producing the show tonight, to all of you guys for hanging out on the show as well. We got more Bucks talk on Thursday as the Bucks wrap up this two-game set against the Orlando Magic and some more fun up our sleeve. Something special planned for Thursday. We'll talk to you then here on Bucks Talk, presented by Gruber Law Offices.